We came into Jerusalem, and the multitude had gathered to greet Jesus as he entered the city, waving palm branches, shouting with joy. But as we arrived at the temple, another voice was heard over them all.
Jesus! 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 Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on a blind old woman.
Woman, close your eyes. Let me touch them. Now, open your eyes.
I can see. Oh, I can see that house. And that one. And my hands. I can see my hands.
The woman lies. She was never blind.
I do not. What? I know you. I know your voice. You're a priest. I hear you speaking every day in the temple. And now I can see you. I can see you. And I can see all of you. And you, Lord, I can see you.
Your faith has made you whole, daughter. And many of you will believe because of what you have seen. But I tell you, they are truly blessed who have believed and have not yet seen.
We were at the temple when Jesus did these things, and the high priest Caiaphas and other priests and scribes, they had all been watching. Then Caiaphas came and spoke to Jesus.
By what authority do you do these things?
Answer me one question, then I will answer you. Was John's authority to baptize from heaven or from men?
Is he talking about that madman that was baptizing in the Jordan 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes, of course, and who else? He knows everyone believes the Baptist John was a prophet. And who knows? Maybe he was.
But we don't know that.
But I do know this. If we say John acted on his own authority, we will have a riot on our hands.
And if we say John's authority was from heaven?
He will ask, then why did you not believe him?
Why did we not believe him? Rabbi, we simply don't know.
Then neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But let me tell you a story. A man planted a vineyard and then rented it out to vine growers. At harvest time, he sent a slave to gather harvest from the vine growers, but they beat him and sent him back empty-handed. So the man sent another, and then another. But each time the vine growers either beat or killed them, until at last the man had only a beloved son to send. And he said to himself, surely they will respect my son. But when he sent his son, the vine growers said, this is the man's heir. Let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they killed the son and threw him from the vineyard. Now, what will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the vine growers and give the vineyard to others.
May it never be.
What then does the scripture mean? The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but on whomever it falls, it will scatter him like dust.
Yes, that's all well and good, Rabbi, but we still don't know.
This was the first of many confrontations to come. The people had hailed Jesus as the Messiah, but the Sanhedrin was unconvinced and felt threatened. We parted company with Caiaphas.
I'm afraid, Caiaphas, that we're not doing much good. Look at this. The entire world has gone following after this man.
The whole world, is it?
Well, what are we doing? This man has got the multitudes believing that he is the Messiah. If this continues, if more and more people rally around this man, as you've seen today, and the Romans will perceive it as an uprising against them. And they will utterly destroy everything that remains of this nation. All on account of one man.
You know nothing at all. You do not take into account that this being the case, it is entirely expedient that this one man should die for the very purpose of avoiding that calamity. So rather than a nation perishing because of one man, it is better to have this one man die in order to save the nation.
Caiaphas had not said these things on his own initiative, but being high priest that year, he had spoken prophetically that Jesus was going to die for the whole nation.